Have you ever woken up more exhausted than before you went to sleep? You know, sleep is a very, very deep phenomenon. We all experience it, we all think it is simple, but the way sleep works and the reason why the human body craves it so much, the reason behind it is pretty profound. When we study the ancient wisdom of Vedanta, especially in the Mandukya Upanishad, there are the three states of being that is explained. Number one, the Jagrat Avastha, that is the waking state. Number two, the Swapna Avastha, the dream state. Number three, the Sushupti, that is the deep sleep state. As per Vedanta, our true nature is the infinite consciousness, which is beyond everything, which is beyond all identifications, and no stress, no anxiety, no suffering, no fear can touch that dimension which we are actually in our essence. Now that is called as consciousness, the infinite consciousness or Brahman. That is our true nature. But when we are awake and when we are in our dream state, for most of us, that dimension is as though it is hidden. Although it never can be hidden, it is as though it is hidden. Our mind and the ego will never allow us to experience it, because we are all immersed and we are all identified with the ego and its chatter and its dialogue that is going on within our mind. We are stuck within our mind. There are so many things that are happening at the level of thoughts, at the level of the emotions, at the level of deep tendencies, that there is no gap, there is no space to experience that profound dimension of consciousness. But it is always there. So what happens in the deep sleep state is that the mind will begin to rest, the ego will begin to rest. And when everything subsides, that dimension is what actually remains. Consciousness is what actually remains. And when we go into this deep sleep state of Sushupti, we go beyond time. Time, in the linear way in which we experience it, is no longer the issue, is no longer the case. We go beyond that. And that is why sometimes we will sleep for 6-7 hours and it seems like we've just woken up. It's just been a few minutes. That's because we go beyond time when we touch Sushupti. And not just this, when we go beyond ego and beyond the mind, that state of consciousness in which we rest at Sushupti will rejuvenate the body, will energize the body. Body will go through a self-healing mechanism through which a lot of issues begins to self-correct itself, and the body and the various operations within the body will begin to optimize. Now the problem with the modern world is that we are not sleeping in the right way. We are not going to Sushupti for long. Of course, we are going there, without which we will not survive itself. But we are not staying there. Most of the time when we sleep, we are dreaming different dreams. And we are involved with the ego and the mind, and we are just stuck in a different dimension of thought. We are not going beyond that. We are not going to Sushupti. Now that is the problem. And if we sleep in the right way, and if we can access that deep sleep state, where we can access that deep state of consciousness for more and more time, a lot of issues that we face in terms of mental health, in terms of stress, anxiety, and some teachers even say even the physical health issues will begin to dissolve when we go to that dimension. Now, of course, whatever I'm saying here is not any sort of mental or physical health advice. You should always consult professionals for that. But this is what the ancient Vedanta speaks of. When we go and touch that state of being within us more and more, every aspect of our being will begin to evolve and will begin to manifest in the best way possible. Our life will naturally move into the ideal states of existence. Our body will move into the ideal states of existence. And everything will unfold in the best way possible. Now, getting there when we are awake is the ultimate goal. This is what Vedanta calls as Jivan Mukti, where we transcend the ego completely. And experience ourselves as consciousness beyond all identifications. But although it is the ultimate goal, that is more difficult for an average human being because of the level of identification that we are stuck at. Now, the first step that we can take, the easiest step, is to sleep in the right way. Now, how to sleep in the right way? Let's look at three simple steps here. Number one, before you go to sleep, make gratitude a practice in your life. Begin to thank whatever you can, the air that you're breathing, the family that you have, the money that you have, whatever it is that you have. Recognize it and show gratitude towards it and just go into a deep sense of thankfulness or gratitude. This is a very, very important step. Step two is take a strong intention. Intentions are really powerful. We call this sankalpa, a strong heartfelt intention to just sleep in the right way. Just say to yourself that today as I close my eyes and as I go to sleep, I enter into the deep sleep state as soon as possible and I will stay there as long as possible. And my body, my mind and my entire being will rest there and I will rejuvenate myself and I will energize myself and I will wake up at the right time in the morning and I will wake up ready to do my work. Completely energized, completely rejuvenated, completely focused. Just take an intention. This is the second step. And third step is just to begin to breathe slowly. When we begin to breathe slowly, the mental activity subsides with the frequency of breath. You know, this is what the ancient yogis discovered in India, that the breath has a strong connection with our mental activity. When we breathe in a certain way and when we take control of our breath, we indirectly take control of our mental activity. So when we consciously begin to breathe slowly, not very dramatically slow, but just slower than normal, and when we become conscious of this breath, and then when we go to sleep consciously instead of going there unconsciously. Now, these are the three steps. Now, even after this, if you are finding it difficult to go to sleep, what you can do is to just start counting backwards from 100. Just simple counting consciously from 100 to 0, 100, 99, 98, like this. This exercise, when you do it mentally, it has a tendency to put you to sleep. So this was a practical guide for you to go to that state of deep sleep to energize yourself and to heal yourself at all dimensions. So when you do this right, better healing, deeper rest, immune resilience, less anxiety, clearer mind, fewer intrusive thoughts, all these are natural outcomes. So try this tonight and report back to me. Just let me know in the comments, did this help or not, and what did you feel after going through these three steps and after experiencing deep sleep?